Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Fire, and we are back. And we are talking about a number of things. Started out in the last hour on this Friday night broadcast, talking about the contention that the Mossad, Israel's assassination agency, has indeed been responsible for the murder of over 500 Iraqi scientists and professors. That is something that is contended, and I don't dispute it. I can't dispute it. I will accept it unless there is a disputation, because I am fully aware of the involvement of the Nazi Israeli, if you will, KGB operating in Iraq, and operating in this country, too, I might add, in the United States as well. So, after all, Ariel Sharon said that he would conduct targeted killings of Americans anywhere if he felt they were a threat to his he thought they were a threat to his empire, his global empire. And we went after Saddam Hussein. Doesn't that tell you something? How evil our foreign policies are? And they are truly foreign. Yes, indeed. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. And also talked about these camps, these FEMA camps, if you will, some 600 of them that we know about that are basically empty now, waiting for new occupants to go into them. And I'm wondering whether you'd like to be an occupant, whether you think maybe time has come in the next 9/11 and the next episode by the CIA that we'll be basically carted off, taken away for our own good, and of course for the country's good, because as you know, George Bush said he's all about protecting America from terrorists. 800-313-9443. And hello, Doug in Texas. How are you?
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Yep. What's on your mind, brother?
We don't have time for all that. Specifically, what's on my mind is...
Well, one at a time. How about that?
Okay. We'll start one.
Yep.
You know, the theme camps that makes me feel safe knowing that we have a place we can... Store our wackos when times get rough, because I don't want a bunch of wackos running around here. People that believe in the Bible and Second Amendment and, you know, have guns and Bibles in their closet, things like that. We know these are very dangerous people.
Uh-huh.
So
you think you might qualify as one of those wackos by the government's definition?
Well, possibly.
All right. Well, there's a lot of us out here, you know. Quite a few, actually quite a few million Americans now are beginning to actually wake up.
Wake up.
Yeah, beginning to see what's going on, the lies of not only the government, but the media as well.
As if there were a difference between the government and the media.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? All this talk about Bush bashing from the Dan Rathers of the world. Isn't it ironic that when they had the choice to unravel Bush and go after him with all of the skeletons in his closet, they chose to ignore them? I guess there is a relationship, isn't there, huh?
Well, Rick, what I think it is there's, you know, they're both... controlled by the same people.
Yeah, I agree.
Our little puppet masters.
Yes, sir.
They say, oh, this puppet hadn't done quite good enough. We're gonna, let's destroy him and bring him another puppet, whatever. The media has been, they've been liars from the beginning.
Do you want to stay where you are? Doug, do you have more to say? You've got to take a break. Stay where you are. All right, we'll be right back. With Doug and you, our callers, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
I say we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those faders, necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old fashioned justice and go out and get a rope. Hang 'em high.
Well, I like that. I like that suggestion. Oh, boy. Hey, that tells it like it is, doesn't it? Yep. Someday they will be hanging, ladies and gentlemen. No question about it. The bar of justice will convict them and execute them accordingly. 800-313-9443 is our number. Doug, you're still there from Texas, are you?
Certainly.
Okay, Doug.
I've known Ron Paul about as long as I've known the Spotlight and American Free Press, and I always see your picture in there, you know, advertising your show.
Yes.
I commend you on that.
Well, thank you.
And anyway, you do a fantastic job. I applaud you for that.
Well, I try my best, my friend. That's the important thing, is we have to give it our best, right?
All you can do is just give it your best shot.
Yep. And we are. And I think that the success that we've had and movements like this and other programs, all of them that are working for the same goal, I think that we are making such an impact that some of these folk are beginning to get scared. And I think that's because they know their time is coming to an end. And Satan's time is coming to an end, too. He's going to be bound very shortly, and he'll have no influence pretty soon. We are going to win by the grace of God, Doug.
Well, of course we are.
Absolutely.
And it will be because of people like you that get off their little duffs and do something and tell the truth. And I know you're putting yourself at risk doing so.
But what am I risking, Doug? You know, when you come right down to
right.
it, what good is having freedom if, in fact, we lose freedom? You know, if we lose freedom, my life isn't worth anything anyway. It's not worth anything to you. It's not worth anything to me. And that's why we have the motto on the New Hampshire license plate, live free or die.
Right.
Live free or die.
That's what, when I was in fifth grade, my grandmother from Cincinnati sent me a book that quotes famous Americans, and I memorized the entire book. And, you know, I remember the one that stands out the most in my mind. I quote that whole book to you, but it was Patrick Henry, you know.
Give me liberty, why stand we here idle, our brethren in the field. Right.
And I consider our brethren as Jim Trafficant and Yori Kaul, the political prisoners of this country.
Yeah, right.
But why stand we here idle? You know, shots been fouled. And, you know, of course, everybody knows this closing comment is, give me liberty or give me death.
That's what it's going to come down to, though. And I'm afraid most Americans don't understand what liberty is right now, but a growing number are beginning to appreciate it. The tragedy is that those who don't understand what liberty is, to them, liberty is being able to watch the ball games, go to the games, bread and circuses 24/7. You know, when those days come to an end and they're all penned in like in George Orwell's Animal Farm, then it'll be too late for them, I'm afraid. The game will be over by then, Doug.
Well, Rick, there will be the faithful remnant or whatever, you know, people that actually know what's going on, make a little effort to stop the progress of the demonic, satanic beast. We will be rewarded, I believe.
Yes. Well, Doug, thank you for your call once again. I'm going to move along. It's a pleasure hearing from you, and ever and always, thank you for calling into our program. You can do likewise, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. And Joe in Rhode Island, how are you tonight? That's you, Joe.
Rick.
Very well.
Hello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Rick.
Okay, very good.
You know, a country that has Leviticus 25 on its Liberty Bell must have some roots in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Well, as a matter of fact, Joe, I'm reading this publication that came from you, our great seal, the symbols of our heritage and our destiny.
Yes.
And
who is the author on that, Rick?
The author is E. Raymond Captain. Yes.
Okay, a very good biblical archaeologist, too.
Yeah, it seems like most of what he's saying seems to be good, and he deals with the New World Order, and he deals with the marks and signs of God given to his people, the lost tribe, so-called. So,
that's
yes,
right.
Go ahead. What were you going to say about them now?
Well, it seems to me that genealogies are very important. When Moses was asked by Pharaoh, who is your God? He says, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He always used the genealogy. Very important. In genealogies, you can follow right through the scriptures, all the way into the New Testament. The book of Matthew starts with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, from Adam right up onto genealogy of Christ. The book of Luke with Mary's genealogy. Very important to know your genealogy. And in fact, even in the book of Revelation, those 144,000 Christians who found out that their ancestors were actually of the tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Many today are finding that out also, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to increase the pressure, Rick, underneath the pot, boil the pot if I could a little bit.
Okay, turn the heat up.
I'll turn it up a little notch here. Over in First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 3, it gives, as compared to verse 1, which gives the sons of Israel, the house of Israel, the 10 tribes, and the house of Judah, 2 tribes, with Levite that mixed in with all the tribes. And as a strange thing happens with this sons of Judah, it gives all the sons and the genealogy all the way through for about 50 verses.
Mm-hmm.
All sons of, sons of, sons of. And then right at the last verse of that chapter, I'd like to read it.
Yes, go ahead.
And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tarathites, the Shimeathites, the Shushathites, these are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. Of course, we know them as the sons of Cain. They came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab, Jeremiah 35, you read about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in First Epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Now we know his father. You see, these Kenites not only mixed in with the sons of Judah, the true sons of Judah, but they actually became the scribes and the bookkeepers for them, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the people at Enron. They know very well
yeah.
who they are.
Right.
And, also, if I could go up to Jerusalem that Scott was talking about,
mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 11. You know the 11s?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, for every positive, there's a negative.
Right.
Or for every negative, there's a positive.
Yes, say. There is. Yes.
And Jesus, verse 11, Mark chapter 11, verse 11, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem. And into the temple. And when he had looked around about on all things, and now the evening tide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. In 1948, time of figs was. They were mm-hmm. both figs. The good and the bad figs were planted in Jerusalem. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto them, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forevermore. And his disciples heard it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
What did he have against that little fig tree that he cursed it?
He knew. He knew the root of the tree, didn't he?
He knew. And they came into Jerusalem, his Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the temple tables of the money changers mm-hmm. and the seats of them that sold doves. You know, he still, even with this, didn't cleanse the priesthood, Rick. Mm-hmm. The Father said in Joshua chapter 9, I will not cleanse this priesthood until the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
He followed through with it on Joshua 23, for those who want to take a look.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18, this is very important, Rick. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. What kind of religious community was this, Rick?
Yeah. Quite sick,
they
weren't
feared
they? Huh?
Him. Huh?
Can you hang on for a moment? We'll be right back, Joe. Thank you for your call. And the fig trees, too. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back on Censored Radio Free America.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The past. Don't your people ever speak of the past?
There's no past.
Well, do they ever wonder about the future?
In the future.
And we have a future, don't we, Joe? I know you're still there. And Joe,
sure
you're speaking about the, you're speaking about the future of two different groups, the bad and the good. And as you were saying about the ecclesiastical rulers of Jesus' time?
Yes, the scribes and the chief priests more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
They sought how they might destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he came back today, Rick, I think a lot of them would still be trying to destroy him today.
Oh, I know they would. They haven't quit, you know.
Yes, or maybe some chips off the old block. They might try to destroy those, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Over in verse 22, Rick, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. I just want to go back up to 20. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw that the fig tree dried up from the roots. Withered in one day, Rick. All it took was one day.
Mm-hmm.
Withered from the roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's dying.
Yep.
And Jesus said unto them in verse 22, have faith in God, in this word, the word of God. He said, I come in the volume of the book. Man of me.
Right.
23. Verily I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, mountain is always governments in the scriptures, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now, I'm not referring to the good figs. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, one of the conditions when they came to Jesus for a healing or a miracle, the number one thing he looked for was their faith. He couldn't heal them if they didn't have the faith.
That's right.
You've got to have the faith, and it comes by hearing, studying, reading the Word of God with understanding. Read it for yourself.
And remember,
make your own picture.
Faith can move mountains.
That's right, Rick.
Governments as well. Thank you, Joe, for the enlightenment as always. Appreciate it. God bless. All right, 800-313-9443, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Hello, John in California. You're next.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Good show. A couple of things.
Sure.
There was a story here about a year ago on that headline was out of the Washington Times, Silence on Death of Iraqi Scientists Troubles Lawmakers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was in the Washington Times. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, about a year or so ago, or about a year, well, in April of 2004.
Mm-hmm.
They were counting nines at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right
anyways,
from the beginning, there was this occupation, absolutely. The Israelis were involved right from the beginning. That's mainstream news.
Yeah, right. Right, so here's a follow-up on it, you know, with what you're discovering there.
Thank you for that.
What was the number? What was the number on that? 500?
530 is what they claim, and there might be even more. Who knows?
Wow. But anyways, another thing, I slipped over there to C-SPAN after Scott was talking about that little meeting they had down.
Yeah.
I went over there, and it's still up. And I watched it for a little while. It's worth watching. It was quite interesting.
Right.
Well, there might be a few rumblings going on there. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, they know where the problem is. These congressmen are not stupid. They're frightened. And
that's what I saw.
Right. They're fearful of their master in Jerusalem, and that's the master to be fearful of, because he's pulling the strings. And the people behind Ariel Sharon, of course, Ariel Sharon is a figurehead too, you know. He can be replaced at a moment's whim. And Ariel Sharon could be replaced by somebody even more evil than him. It could be Bibi Netanyahu, whoever it might be. Believe me, he's giving the orders. And Uncle Sam had better jump when he snaps his fingers.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna see. I think we're gonna see something start to develop. What do you think?
Yes. Well, we've been saying that for a long time, and we are in the midst of changes. A sea of change going on right now. There's a very strange mood gripping the country.
There is.
And people are nervous. People are unsettled. The interest rates, the whole business of the economy, jobs moving out, NAFTA. I'm reading about CAFTA now, and how Bush officials are admitting that it's more government control, not free trade. Much more than that is making people think twice about voting and who they've been voting for. So there is a change in the winds, and it just depends on what happens with the CIA and whether they'll pull another stunt like 9/11 won and use that as an excuse to implement their total police state. I don't think it's coming that soon, to be honest with you. I think they're doing it in stages, and I think they're castrating us economically first.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan.
Right.
We have to take advantage of this time we have right now.
Absolutely.
It's a pivotal year.
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. I don't envision George Bush being around in a year and a half, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to dump him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Greg?
His time has come. You know, when you're done with a wet rag, what do?
Yeah.
You toss it out, right?
Yeah. How they do it and how they manage to skewer the whole thing in their favor is another story.
Right. There's always somebody, believe it or not, John, there's always somebody who's even more vile than George Bush and what we've had in the White House.
Yeah.
Thank you, John, for the call.
Take care, Rick.
Appreciate it. A half hour more to come. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio Free America. Yours truly, Rick Adams. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance and play.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, he is. My fellow Eloy servants, we are back. 800-313-9443. That's the number. 800-313-9443. And we've been talking about a lot of issues tonight, but it all ties in once again to the New World Order, and it ties in to the arising police state in America. Thankfully, some are beginning to do something about it, and of course in Utah they're doing that as well with the so-called No Child Shall Be Left Behind Act. That is being tossed and dumped by the officials of Utah, much to the dismay of George Socialist Mr. Bush and his departments of education and the rest of his administration. They are not happy that states are beginning to kick off the boot of Big Brother, but that's exactly what we need to do. Send them packing and send them out of the country. Every one of them has to be booted out and put on trial, I believe. All right, Matthew in Texas. Hello, you're on the air with Rick Adams.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
I was I was just listening to you a few callers back. There was a guy talking about Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing some pretty strange research tonight. I've been trying to find out in chapter 8, starts at verse 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, upon the fountains of the waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. I've been kind of it also says that many men died because of the waters, because they were made bitter. I've been trying to correlate the star Wormwood with what happened to the Space Shuttle Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember, after the space shuttle burned up over the 33rd parallel,
mm-hmm.
over Dallas, there were reports of there being rocket fuel in some of the water and some milk. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
That's something I had not heard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that happened actually not too long after that. So I'm looking through the actual Latin name for wormwood is Artemisia absinthium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Artemis, the goddess.
Okay.
And then I've got a book here that was written by Manly P. Hall, who was a notable Freemason. And he says that the wormwood signifies the secret doctrine of the ancients that had been given to men who had profaned it and caused the wisdom of God to become a destructive agency. I've kind of made a lot of people probably might say it's a stretch to make a connection between the word Columbia and the goddess Artemis.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have another book that's it's called it's about magic, and there's a lot of stuff in there about the different different deities from all different religions and mythologies. And there's actually a trinity there, because if you take the word Columbia, it actually means dove. And to the Freemasons, I think the dove represents the Holy Ghost, or, you know, as I would call it, the unholy ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to plant seeds in people's heads with that, because, you know, some people might say I'm trying to make that connection and, you know, just on my own and trying to make it a solid connection. But Isis and Artemis and all these other goddesses are related to the word Columbia. So I just wanted to plant that seed in people's heads out there in the audience.
And what is your concluding thought, your premise personally, Matthew?
I really think that in Revelation that might be the Space Shuttle Columbia, the star which fell and actually poisoned the waters. Because like I said, I saw news stories. I don't know if anyone actually died from the contamination of anything that fell out of the space shuttle, but I saw a news story shortly after that they were saying in Texas that they were finding rocket fuel in water and cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
that was being, you know, you could pretty much conclude that was being eaten by people. I don't know if anyone's health has been adversely affected by that. But I don't really think it's a, you know.
What was the one that blew up? We all saw the astronauts get blown up in the sky when it reached its altitude. Do you remember? Was that Columbia?
That was the Challenger.
Challenger, right?
Yeah,
was the Challenger, right? Okay.
So the Columbia is the one that blew up, or that pretty much disintegrated upon reentry into the atmosphere over Texas.
The funny thing is, now that you mentioned this, you know, I'm thinking back vaguely now, the Challenger went up and we saw these would-be astronauts, if you will, these amateurs. One was a school teacher from Maine, and I believe, and
yes.
New Hampshire, and there were a group of others on there. Do you recall what the image was when it was seen all over the world as it blew up? Did you see the satanic symbol that it took, the shape, I mean, that it took? There actually was a scene of smoke billowing out that took the shape of the devil, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I would have to go back and examine that footage, but I'm sure...
I remember that was my reaction at the time.
Yeah, and that's a perspective kind of thing, and I do think that things of a spiritual nature work through... work in ways that a lot of people would think isn't real, but since we're all spiritual creatures, we do see our own perspectives on things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny you mention that, because I was in about the eighth grade when that happened,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't actually see it explode, but I did walk outside and see the trails that
right.
it left.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
right after it happened.
Well, those trails, if you look at those pictures again, you can go online probably
yeah.
and find them. You go and look and you get back to me and you tell me what you see.
Okay.
But I know what I saw, and it was kind of spooky.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Matthew,
thank
for
you.
Your call. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number on this open line Friday edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. We, once again, on this Friday night, we do pay homage to the millions upon tens of millions of Christians who were murdered during the Christian Holocaust, and particularly in the last century or so. Certainly well over 100 million to 160 million Christians giving their lives for the blood of Jesus, and they have perished. And let's not forget who is responsible. And the role of communism, socialism, humanism, atheism, all of these things, and Bolshevism as well. Well, you know, I'm looking at this book here about America's destiny, and I alluded to it earlier. Our great seal, the symbols of our heritage and our destiny, and essentially, what the author does, E. Raymond Kapton, he comes up with his own thesis, a thesis which many people here, including myself, find a lot of credence with, talks about America's destiny. Now, you know, Sheldon Emery, the pastor, came up with a book called America's Promise and a ministry to that effect. The belief that America has been providentially chosen for a special destiny has roots in the American past, he says. It's by no means a belief that has been given up in this secular age. Such a belief is the focus of American sacred ceremonies, the inauguration and inaugural addresses of presidents, and the sacred scriptures of the civil religion. This American destination, or destiny, under God, is at the heart of an attempt by contemporary Americans to understand their nation's responsibility at home and abroad. The concept of a chosen nation is found in the Bible in the narration of the events occurring at the Red Sea when the Hebrew people, notice he doesn't say Jewish people, the Hebrew people were saved from the wrath of the Egyptians. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people, he says. But because the Lord loveth you, and because he would keep the oath which hath sworn unto your fathers, the oath that was sworn unto your fathers, he said, hath the Lord brought you out of the house of bondsmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Yeah, that's Deuteronomy, Joe. Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7, 6 to 8. 6 to 8. The early pilgrims came to America with a biblical awareness of God guiding them to an appointed land where they would form a nation with a divine mission to the whole world. Did you hear that? That's his contention. forming a nation with a divine mission to the whole world. Governor John Winthrop stated it clearly in 1630. The God of Israel is among us, he said. We shall be as a city upon a hill. This idea influenced public opinion in the 18th century and continues to be a part of America's self-image today. Plymouth Rock, 1620. This was Joseph's land, and of it the patriarch Jacob spoke when he said, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall, Genesis 49:22. Interesting. When the pilgrims established the first colonies in a great wilderness, it is spoken of many places as the wilderness. In the book of Revelation, we find Israel fleeing into the wilderness to a place prepared by God, a place where Israel would dwell in safety. Interesting, isn't it? I want to pursue this in programs that are coming up, obviously. It's a heavy discussion, a very wealthy discussion about who and what Israel really is. Who is Israel? What is Israel? Spiritual and carnal, or fleshy Israel. And where is it going? This will tell you what America's future will be. See, I see a future that is both frightening in that it will totally be destroyed from top to bottom, this America, and yet one that is totally blissful, because her people will repent, the scripture does say, in the last days, and God will raise them up again, and they will destroy the sons of Cain. God will use them to destroy Cain from off the face of the earth, and his seed from Jerusalem. This is going to be a frightening time for many. But it will happen nonetheless. People can't wish it away. Well, okay. I mentioned a few things. You know, we talk about the borders this week. We talked about it several nights now. We never cease talking about it. Because, as you probably know, Mexican drug cartels, which are supported and protected by the Mexican government, have lavished bribes on Customs and Border Patrol agents to transform the Texas-Mexico border into one of the major transport corridors for marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. Who said it? Columnist James Pinkerton in the Houston Chronicle last May. I believe it was the end of May, May 29th or something. Patrol agent, Border Patrol agent Juan Alfredo Alvarez was paid $1.5 million. $1.5 million to wave trucks loaded with a ton or more of marijuana through checkpoints outside Hebronville, according to a plea bargain Alvarez agreed to earlier this month. Gerardo Diaz, a Customs and Border Protection inspector, had pleaded guilty to accepting $15,000 in bribes to allow 5 kilos of cocaine to pass through the YELSA port of entry. In one pending case, a customs inspector who lives in a $500,000 home, complete with a basement movie theater, has been charged with accepting $10,000 for each drug-laden vehicle he waved through his checkpoint. The FBI claims that this official was on the payroll of 2 Mexican drug syndicates. It's the money and the weakness, one anonymous longtime U.S. agent reportedly told Pinkerton. It doesn't take a whole lot to approach an officer at a border point of entry, does it? How would you like to make $5,000 per car? Now, add to this the fact that George Bush treats the United States border with Mexico like a temporary fiction, slated to be rendered obsolete through an illegal, unconstitutional amnesty program. and an eventual convergence with Mexico. Mm-hmm. How's that? Now, the recruitment program is also something we've alluded to. How do we solve the problem of diminished recruitment into the armed services? Well, you can ask Charlie Rangel that question. You can ask Mr. Rumsfeld that question. Rumsfeld says, nah, we're not. Don't worry about it. He's been saying all along, we're not going to really have a draft. Rangel says, we're going to have a draft. And guess what? We are going to have another draft. I believe this will be one of the checkpoints for the riots to come when widespread protests break out over an attempt to reinstitute the draft. What do you think? All right, back again in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our...
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Mm-hmm. That is the most important question to which I must find an answer. That's a very important question. Well, Rick Adams is here each and every weeknight on Republic Broadcasting. Try to deal with these issues every night, 8 to 10 Central Time. And we've had a very busy week, let me tell you, but you know what? It's going to get busier. We're going to bring on more people who will be chitty-chatting with you and me as we talk about these issues. I still can't get over the fact that this character, this person that, you know, we talk about, a guy by the name of Paul Wolfowitz, winds up heading up the World Bank. I mean, you know, talk about an inner circle of elites, of a global community. The art of treason, my friends, the architects of the New World Order, wind up going from one government position to another. They never quite leave, do they? Henry Kissinger is a good example. And the same is true of this commission, the so-called 9/11 Commission, headed up by almost entirely by partisans and lackeys. I'm sorry, but Mr. Keene is not my definition of an honest and pure politician, former governor of New Jersey, anything but. And as far as Lee Hamilton is concerned, Lee Hamilton may have the face of a statesman, but he has the soul. He has the soul of a sellout, as far as I'm concerned. And he knows better. He knows this commission never did seek to get the truth about 9/11, never wanted the truth, and said so right from the beginning in Aesopian language, made it abundantly clear they were going to go soft. They weren't going to bring hard facts to America. And that Americans, people who were in those towers, people who were in the FBI, people who were in investigative circles, all gag now. Gag order after gag order. You know what? I wouldn't obey a gag order. The only problem is, who's going to listen? Certainly the corrupt New York Times is not going to print anything of newsworthiness, nor is the Washington Post, until the time comes when it's time to dump George Bush. Stay tuned. That day, my friends, that day may yet come. May yet come this year or next. The hints are already there. The handwriting is already on the wall. It's just a matter of when and how, as one of our previous callers noted tonight. So we'll be a-watching, that's for sure, and a-talking. Join us each and every weekday, and stay with us at the Republic Broadcasting Network for more fantastic programming. And join us. Participate. Get moving. A lot needs to be done. Most of all, keep praying, and pray in the name of Yahweh, to Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, and you won't go wrong, my friends. Okay? The God of Israel. Well, that's about all for me tonight. I think we have a nice weekend ahead of us, hopefully, to gather our thoughts, gather our strength and our visceral juices, only to start a new week again Monday night when we will return to these microphones at 8 o'clock Central Time. So, as I say, Rick Adams is truly your radio avenger, and the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Thanks for listening and joining me tonight. See you again Monday night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.